Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Negro and want to see the so-called Negro get
our people. But that is yet a future thing. The national election is off yet more.
It did not refer, for example, to the city election in Chicago or the congressional election in New York, Adam Clayton Powell's election, for example.
No, sir.
Did not.
No, sir. I have not specifically put no person, no name of no person out there that we would vote for.
But I'm not thinking of that specifically as much as I am urging your followers to use the ballot, without especially directing them at this time.
Well, at the present time, I have hands off the political machine.
When you mention the possibility for the future, are you do you have in mind perhaps the next presidential election?
That's
say in 1964.
Yes, sir. That's the election.
Yes.
That I had in mind.
Yes. If you urge your followers to make a particular choice in that election, that then would become a new policy for you, wouldn't it? That would be new in the history of the movement.
Yes, sir, because we never have participated in any voting, taking part in voting in any national election for some time.
Yes. Well, now would that mean that there's a change then in your philosophy, for example, would not that participation in voting then suggest that perhaps there may be changes in other participation by your movement and other governmental activities? Your movement is, as I understand it, is really the nation of Islam. It's somewhat separate from this nation. Am I wrong then?
Yes, sir. You're right. It is something different from your way of government. We will not have a government pattern after this government. And therefore, if we take part in voting, it would be in such case wherein that the majority of my people in America will have accepted Islam, or the majority is sympathizing towards Islam, because we just naturally cannot vote for a candidate for no political office that does not have some knowledge of Islam and the Muslim general.
Well, it would mean then you would feel that a particular candidate, one you might decide they should vote for, has accepted that he has sympathy, at least, and your people have accepted his show of sympathy. Do I understand that correctly?
He would have to be in sympathy with us, and he would have to have some knowledge of the aims and purpose of Islam in America, among us.
Yes.
I said this, and will explain why I said it. The aims and purpose of Islam here among my people, it is to give them a knowledge of self and a knowledge of God, knowledge of the religion Islam, and to separate them. It is time that these 17 or 20 million American people should go for themselves. This is the base of the whole of the teachings. It is to separate our people and put them to one for self.
Yes. I would just like to follow up my question. I intend to go into this broader aspect, which you've just touched on, in a moment, but may I ask now, if this participation then in the presidential election would, of course, be very important for all concerned. Now, how would that reflect on the stand you have taken with respect to non-participation in military service, for example?
No, that, as I said, all of this is to yet to be seen. That's future talk of taking part in the political campaign. Not that we have decided to do
yes,
so.
Yes, I understand.
Definitely. No, it's just only spoken of. But no, there is no such thing as we have decided on doing so. As I just said, it depends on how far Islam has affected our people here that we may take part in a political campaign. Because of the majority, maybe here in this city, may be believers, may be Muslim. Well, they should vote for the man that's going in the office, the mayor, aldermen and whatnot. They should vote according to their own wishes and according to their interests in the city that they are living in. But otherwise, we don't know whether that this will happen just like that. Maybe we still will be in the minority and we can't have any equal voices, I would say, and therefore we should stay out of it.
I realize that it's all in the future and that no decisions have been made, but if that should happen, if that state of affairs should happen, would that mean that your followers might then, if that happened, that would then participate in elections, but would still not participate in military service, for example? Or might there be a change on present policy regarding military service?
Well, as I said, a while ago, and we're just repeating the same thing, that this was a future suggestion. And if such suggestions have become materialized, naturally military participation might take place. It's right. But I don't know as yet.
I see. All right, let me go on to another subject. One of the subjects that, one of the questions which is very much in the front of the minds of newspaper readers is the subject of possible violence. And my question is, how meaningful to you about the Battle of Armageddon, do you talk about that symbolically, or do you believe that there will be a battle here in North America in the foreseeable future?
I think the Bible's mention of a battle under that name, or war under that name, to refer to the same war that you and I and the world, I suppose, thinks and believes that will come to pass one day sooner or later, a war between right and wrong.
Between right and wrong.
Yes. And that war is according to the prophet's prediction of the prophetic sayings that we find here and there will be fought by God himself against the devil, for right and against wrong.
Well, do you envisage that as a race war?
No, I don't call that a race war.
I
call that God's war.
But I ask it only because of the use, and I may be under a misapprehension on this, the use of the term devil as it is applied by many black Muslims to the members of the white race.
That's right.
So that it would seem to follow that if it's a war between God and the devil, for example, that it would be or war between good and evil represented by the devil, that you might then in your own mind be talking about a race war?
No, that would not come under head enough, no race war. The war between Jehovah and Pharaoh was under a race, heading of a race war. We don't mention that war as being a race war because the people that God was after could not fight Pharaoh, so it could not be a race war.
Well, when you talk about the members of the white race and calling them devils, I wonder if you would tell me what that word means to you. What are we to understand you are saying?
I did not know who the devil was before the coming of God, as I'm quite sure that you are aware of predictions in the Bible and so on by prophets of God, that there would come a day when God would be present himself.
Yes.
In person. Well, this is the time that he is present. And this is what he has revealed. Not what I reveal. I couldn't reveal myself. It's what he revealed. And what he revealed is what I'm teaching and believe in. And this term devil or name devil is applied to wicked people. People who are by nature wicked.
Without respect to skin color?
No, as far as the race on under color, they were made like that according to the grafting of that race of people. They were made quite a different color because they had been grafted out of the darker people. And therefore, they have that color.
But the the people who have that color, that is, the white people who are the result of that grafting, are, seems to me, are referred to by members of your movement and perhaps by you as the devils, and the war would be with the devils.
That does refer to them as being the devil. They are the real made devils. They are the people that was made like that. We cannot say to our parents, why did you make me like I am, can we? The rumor is after they tell us that we are their son.
Yes.
Then we can't fault them for the way that we are made, because even they didn't know what the germ was going to be like until it had formed.
Do you distinguish between whites who believe in their hearts and who believe that their actions are all on the side of racial equality? Are they also devils?
I don't see that I've got to get the racial equality first solved. Now, if you're referring to the so-called American Negro, equality with the white American, is that what you...
Yes.
And the white people that would like to see the so-called Negro having an equal chance, equal privilege with them. This people are that party. You're asking me, are they devils too?
Yes.
It doesn't make any difference about ideologic thinking. Does not change our actual nature. It doesn't change the person. We can think and we can act upon many things that is not in accord with our very nature that we are created in. But when it comes to actually the person is the same as he was when he was created, regardless to his sympathy or his opposition against our form.
I'm not sure that I understand. I know that his nature can't be, he can't be changed in one sense, but in another sense, he may think exactly the opposite of a man who say, hates your people.
There is a difference. There is difference. So since you have admitted that the nature cannot be changed, this is the only thing that I am saying or teaching, that the person is the same by nature, but he can be better than another one of his same family or race. One can be better than the other.
Yes.
As we have proof of that, we have people in Islam of your race, and they is good, and their actions are carrying out the principles of Islam as any of us, the darker people. I stopped in their home in Turkey when I was over there in 59, and they're fine people. Well, they are like our people here, whom you have brought up as Christians. Our people here think that they are really Christians as you, and you should take them as your brother. And if you both believe in Christianity. But the nature of the two people are different, and that can't be changed. But this one thinks that he's Christian, but by actually nature, the law in which that he has been created in, he's not. But he's trying to act it because he's born on it, and he don't know any better. He don't know whether that he should be this or be that. He thinks whatever his parents has taught him, or whatever the people of the government has been teaching his people, whether it's 100 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, he thinks that's just what he is.
But although he may act better than others of his race, say he's white, would he be in this war of Armageddon?
You have in the Bible that even remedy will be saved. You have in the Bible where it says that God said, I will not make a fool end of them. That's referring to the wicked, or the people, members belonging to the weak. Those who have good, brother, have did good. And that good has been accepted by Almighty God Allah. That good will be rewarded, as the Holy Quran teaches you and I. Allah will never allow one good act or doings to pass without rewarding it. He will reward a good act on your part, on my part, 10 times, while in reverse, if it was evil we done, we get all of what we do. We are in evil. The consequence is just what we do. And good, well, he rewards us 10 times for one good act. So the white people they come playing with you and this answer that has tried to help the cause of justice towards the so-called Negro, in which he is the real one involved here. There would not be an Armageddon if there was no such thing as the Negroes here. As this is the world crown and not the water part of the earth, for that kind of settlement, the divine settlement, this is the place. So he that do good towards them, they will be rewarded for their goodness. And that time will be extended, I'm sure, because I have heard something like this from his mouth.
I understand. Let me ask you this: if on the broad question of the apprehension, generally in this country. That the black Muslims might engage in violence. We're not talking about the distant future, but in violence in connection with their activities. And I don't mean any specific activities, but activities in general. What is your answer to that?
We are not going to take no part in no violence whatsoever. We're not going to do anything other than what we are doing. That is trying to deliver the truth to our people and teach them that they are supposed to be Muslims, and that they are, that means that they are supposed to be righteous people. And we have shed off all